Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Hank Steinbacher. Batting second. The third baseman, Marv Owen. Batting third. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rip Radcliffe. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Norm Schluter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Knott. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jack Knott. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The left fielder, Lou Finney. Batting third. The second baseman, Stan Sperry. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Wayne Ambler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bud Thomas. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bud Thomas. And now, play ball. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher hits a fly ball into left field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a pop-up towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sperry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Sperry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sperry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sperry moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sperry scores. Siebert moves to third. It's 1-0, Athletics. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. Werber reaches second base with a double. Siebert scores. Johnson goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Athletics. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Knott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a pop-up towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a pop-up towards the mound. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bud Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas bunts towards the mound. Knott fields it and throws to first for the out. Ambler moves to second. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 1 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Knott fields it and throws to first for the out. Ambler moves to third. Moses moves to second. Two outs. Stan Sperry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sperry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sperry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dykes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ambler scores. Moses moves to third. It's 4-0, Athletics. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moses scores. Sperry moves to second. It's 5-0, Athletics. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Schluter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schluter hits a pop-up towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher is 0 for 1 in the game. Steinbacher hits a fly ball into left field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic, who is chasing the ball. Hayes reaches third base with a triple. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ambler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Appling. Ambler moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bud Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 0 in the game. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 1 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Johnson. Walker reaches second base with a double. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sperry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Walker moves to third. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Knott fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schluter fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Schluter. Moses moves to second. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 2 in the game. Finney takes first base on ball 4. Stan Sperry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sperry is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Sperry bunts towards the mound. Knott fields it and throws to first for the out. Moses moves to third. Finney moves to second. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Siebert hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moses scores. Finney scores. It's 7-0, Athletics. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Dyke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Werber hits a pop-up towards third. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. Krivic hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Norm Schluter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schluter is 0 for 1 in the game. Schluter hits a pop-up towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Thornton Lee pinch hits for Jack Knott. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dykes moves to second. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher is 0 for 2 in the game. Steinbacher hits a pop-up towards short. Ambler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Harry Boyle's now pitching. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ambler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dykes fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bud Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Moses hits a pop-up towards third. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 2 in the game. Owen hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thomas juggles the ball. That's an error on Thomas. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Radcliffe moves to second. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 2 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Finney hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Sperry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sperry is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Sperry takes first base on ball 4. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 3 for 3 in the game, with three singles. He's got three RBIs. Siebert is hit by the pitch. Sperry moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sperry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Schluter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schluter is 0 for 2 in the game. Schluter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Boyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Werber hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ambler takes first base on ball 4. Bud Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher is 0-for-3 in the game. Steinbacher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sperry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-3 in the game. Owen hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Walker hits a pop-up towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Moses hits a pop-up towards first. Radcliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Finney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stan Sperry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sperry is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sperry hits a pop-up towards first. Radcliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got three RBIs. Siebert takes first base on ball 4. Finney moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-3 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Johnson. Appling reaches second base with a double. Radcliffe goes all the way around to score. It's 7-1, Athletics. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-3 in the game. Krivic hits a pop-up towards short. Ambler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Dykes hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses who is chasing the ball. Dykes reaches third base with a triple. Appling scores. It's 7-2, Athletics. Norm Schluter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schluter is 0-for-3 in the game. Schluter hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Lyons pinch hits for Harry Boyles. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sperry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.